Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot, baby.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. This is Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Bradbury, a longtime Brain Trust member, managing partner of Entrepreneurship Performance Labs, EPL, author of the outstanding book, Six Secrets of Startup Success. He's a pro at this, folks. And he's not just, you know, he doesn't shoot from the hip, folks. He's got the research to show why people do what they do, how, if they're even likely to be a success as an entrepreneur. It's not for everybody, is it, John, being an entrepreneur?
It's not for everybody, but we do say that, you know, there's a school of thought that only a select few are cut out for it. And you know, some, you know, the Gallup organization that developed the StrengthsFinder.
Yeah.
You know, I read something from them recently that said about 5% of the population probably is cut out to be an entrepreneur.
Well, I think it's broader than that, but it depends on how you define mm-hmm. entrepreneur, right? Cause every, you know, the eggheads in the universities, sometimes they have a very narrow view of what an entrepreneur is. I paint with a broad brush. When I think about entrepreneurs, I paint with a broad brush. What do you think?
Absolutely. We think of small business owners. We think of corporate leaders who need to innovate and launch new products. And we do find that it depends on, you know, there's no single perfect entrepreneurial profile. Too many other factors come into play. You know, any venture changes over time, first of all, right? So when you're just trying to get the product built, that's a different set of capabilities than if you're trying to scale that product and market it and go out and call on clients. And so what we do is we go forward with the belief that anybody can improve their odds of success with the right kind of assessment, reflection, mm-hmm. and getting honest with themselves about what they bring to the table.
Well, the reason this is so important, your assessment approach is so important to me, is because I've seen all the mistakes that entrepreneurs have made, including yours truly. And one of the things that I keep harping on here on the show is the inability to get out of our own way, and which is to say, things that are about us that are contrary to what we're trying to accomplish. We don't even know it. It's too painful to admit that I'm this way or that way. And we continue to allow mm-hmm. it to be a stumbling block, to be a roadblock, to be a firewall in front of us and between us and success. And if we had mm-hmm. the assessment would be, you know, not a human being saying, you know, like your mother or your wife or your husband saying, you know, you can't do this. You know, it's a piece of paper that's just evaluated you, and you can say, you know, maybe I do this and I shouldn't do that. Maybe that is getting in my way. And you can deal with that mm-hmm. as you try to develop customers and your business model, right?
That's right. We've had clients who've taken our assessment and decided it's not time for me to leave my job just yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I need another year or two of seasoning. And then I'll be ready. And what can I do to be more ready? We've had others who've said, you know, I'm not the perfect one-man band. I can't do it all, but if I paired up with a couple of others who complemented my skill sets, not only would that be more fun and, you know, less painful for me, but it's much more likely to be successful. So,
well, you just
yeah,
said
it's really about
you just said two things.
Entrepreneurship
is
a highly
really
emotional process.
You just said two things that are really important. One is mm-hmm. is it time? And two, how much of should I do by myself? In my opinion, those two things are some of the first thoughts you have as an entrepreneur, isn't it? Is it really time for me? Is it time for my model? Those are two different answers. And also, Should I have a partner? Can I do everything, or do I need somebody to do part of it? Isn't that kind of the kernel of when you start this?
It is. People get caught up in the idea about, you know, what's your idea? So little of this is ultimately about the idea. It's about, can you move forward to test it and build it and experiment and find a viable market for it? All those are, you know, human activities, execution-oriented kinds of factors. And the psychology of entrepreneurship, it's highly emotional. And we can fall in love with an idea. We can look at the world through rose-colored glasses. And we can look at ourselves with rose-colored glasses. I might overestimate what I can do by myself, and that often happens. You know, and sometimes clients come to us before they launch, and they say, yeah, you know, I don't know that we need your services right now. I think we got it. Mm-hmm. But about 9 months later, after they're into it, then they'll come back and say, you know what, we really do need your help. Mm-hmm. Because it just always takes longer. It's more complex than you hope.
Well, the only thing I worry about is is having too much information. You know what I mean? I've accomplished things that people have said, how'd you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. There is some of that, isn't there? At some point in time, you just have to step out and you have to take the step, don't you? I mean, sometimes assessments, John's assessment is awesome, folks. It'll probably save you a lot of money and heartache. I'm convinced of that. But at some point in time, you have to pull the trigger. You have to do it, and when you have to pull the trigger, you won't have all the answers. Quick break, right back with John Bradbury. We're going to talk some more about the motivations after the break. And John Bradbury, 6 Secrets to Startup Success, Entrepreneurship.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.